This is Ravi Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security issued an amazing officer safety alert last November 21st. It stated, quote, Mexican alien smugglers are angry about the increased security along the U.S.-Mexico border and have agreed that the best way to deal with U.S. Border Patrol agents is to hire a group of contract killers, close quote. This alert states that the smugglers intend to bring members of the Mara Salvatrucha street gang, known as MS-13, to perform the killings. T.J. Bonner, president of the National Border Patrol Council, said, MS-13 has shown that its members have very little regard for human life. Some of the atrocities they have committed are truly unspeakable, and it worries me to know that our agents are now their targets. MS-13 is one of the most brutal and dangerous gangs in the world. In addition to murder, MS-13 engages in mutilation, beheadings, chopping off of fingers, and torture. MS-13 is now estimated to have 10,000 members in 33 U.S. states and another 50,000 in Mexico and Central America. In reporting on Mardi Gras, CBS Television aired a segment on how the tattooed MS-13 street gang has invaded New Orleans. CBS explained that they are vicious beyond anything New Orleans police have ever experienced and will kill a policeman immediately rather than run the risk of being deported. MS-13 members are usually skilled laborers by day and murderers by night. They came to Louisiana to take jobs as carpenters, plumbers, and other construction jobs, jobs that, of course, should have been reserved for displaced Louisiana citizens. In Texas, our Border Patrol agents say they are also confronted by corrupt Mexican military units employed by violent drug smugglers. Why doesn't the Bush administration send enough U.S. soldiers to protect our Border Patrol agents from these criminals?
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he intends to live forever. So far, so good. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And I see where Canadian farmers are protesting. That's right. They're bringing their tractors to town. They say they're going to stop the bridge that leads into town so that the stores will have empty shelves. Farmers have a blunt message for Prime Minister Stephen Harper. He said that farmers are saying, show us the money or else. They say they're tired of waiting for a response from the Tory federal government. Farmers are threatening to start blockading food distribution centers, which could leave shelves empty at the grocery store. Farmers are also considering a road slowdown on the Windsor Bridge Friday. Tractors have rolled into Ottawa yesterday because farmers want their presence known in the capital. If you don't listen to us with our easy protest, we will have to get other protests. We've given them enough time. Farmers say they've lost $6 billion selling food below what it costs to produce. That was in Canada. And in Mexico, farmers are not making any money either. And here in the United States, well, they tell us we've had a great year. Although you talk to farmers and they're having a difficult time paying their bills. But speaking of protest, yesterday in Missouri, at the state capitol, several hundred people showed up to protest the animal ID program. Are we going to have an animal identification plan or not? Ray Cuneo, good friend of mine and an outspoken person for property rights, was there, and he is now here. Ray, good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Hey, Derry, good to be back.
You betcha. What happened yesterday at the Missouri State Capitol?
Well, the rally was everybody kind of congregated there about 9 o'clock in the morning, and started exchanging ideas and conversation, and the rally pretty much kicked off. I believe it was around 10 o'clock. Russell Wood, he got kicked off, and we had an excellent meeting. We had a lot of good speakers. We had some of the speakers there were our state officials, our representatives, a state senator, and then we had four or five other folks that spoke. Doreen Hannis, Bob Parker, Russell Wood, myself, and a few others. So,
was there any opposition to your opposition? In other words, there was anybody there from the Department of Agriculture to say, "Hey, this is a good thing. We've got to do it."
Harry, if they were hiding around the other side of the corridor. They wouldn't dare come in there with that group because we had about 200 or 300 people there that are pretty hot under the collar over this whole thing. So, to answer your question, I don't know, but they sure didn't show their face that I. And they sure weren't going to get up there and tell us what they know or don't know about the animal ID plan and standards.
You know, I was listening to one of our news reporters on the agriculture side here of the network the other day interviewing someone with the pork producers, and they were telling about how great this all was. And I said, hey, how can you put these people on and at least not show the other side?
Right.
You know, you'd be surprised. And this particular reporter said, oh, this is a good thing. And, you know, how do you prove to these people what it really involves?
Well, you know, Derry, that's the thing that has frustrated me here in the last few months is that I've been had opportunities to be at meetings where I heard a lot of officials. I've heard individuals that are supposed to be in the know about how good this thing is. And, of course, when you talk to them, you get up and you make your spiel before a group or one-on-one, you ask them, well, now, wait a minute, where are you coming from? Have you read this plan or standards? And they look at you like, what are you talking about? And I think therein lies the problem. You know, we're coming at it, as we did yesterday, with the facts. The facts meaning the USDA's standard and draft plan, their technical supplements, which is all available. You know, it's probably, depending on how much you want to read, it's probably a total of at least 90 pages. But, you know, I haven't found anybody that is promoting this that acknowledges that they have read that thing, because if they do, you can pick them apart if you know what's in it.
You know, this is a thing, and we have said so many, many times on this show, don't believe us. I don't want you to believe a word we say. Get the details.
Absolutely.
Now, oftentimes, it's difficult to get the details. For example, Agenda 21, how many thousand pages is that? It takes forever to get through it. It's dull reading. It's harder. But this standard draft plan from the Department of Agriculture, I don't know, it's just, what, 20, 25 pages maybe at the most?
About 22 pages of that, I think 30-some pages of the standard. And then if you really want to get into the technical section of it, there's another 30-some pages there. So, you know, there's probably 90 pages or so. But, you know, the draft plan and the standards are the meat of the thing. And, yeah, it takes a little bit of time and effort. But anyone can that's dedicated to sitting down and taking an hour or so can go through this and pick out enough that will just absolutely scare you to death on the whole program.
Okay. Do you have yours in front of you?
Oh, yeah, I got it here. I got all kinds of stuff here.
I know you would have.
Yeah.
You've got it all underlined. Pick out just a couple of things there, because, again, I talk to people all of the time. I say, look, don't you want to be able to protect this country's food supply if we have a mad cow outbreak or if we have avian flu or whatever, you know? Yeah, we do. But read this thing, and you'll see that they're going at it all wrong.
Well, that's right, and I was just kind of thumbing through here. I mean, I got so much stuff underlined here, but I was trying to get some of the...
You need to put little stars by the hot stuff.
I've got all kinds of stuff.
Just the good parts. But I had a fella call me yesterday, and he was a politician. He was on his way to this animal identification meeting at the Missouri State Capitol. And he said, what do you know about this? And I said, well, what do you know about it? Well, he said, and he was opposed to it now. He was opposed to it. But he didn't have a clue as to what all is in that draft plan.
Well, there's an awful lot. Like I said, you can put stars and underline. You just keep going and going. But, I mean, for example, here it says USDA anticipates adequate advance in the NAIS will continue to occur and will enact regulations by early 2008 requiring stakeholders to identify their premise and animals.
And we take a break.
Online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Ray, we were talking about this animal ID, and I didn't have my strategic plan in here with me when I started. I forgot it, and I went back to get it, and I don't have the one that's marked up. I have a half a dozen of these, and I guess I may have given the wrong one away.
Well, you know, I started off quoting from page 8 of the draft plan, which talks about transition from voluntary to mandatory, and it says USDA anticipates that adequate advances in the NAIS will continue to occur, and it will enact regulation by early 2008 requiring stakeholders to identify their premises and animals. At that time, all animals leaving their current premises must be identified with an animal ID or group lot ID.
Okay, now it doesn't say in this where all it can be going. But let's say that some kid has a 4-H steer and they're going to take it to the Montauk County Fair. That fair is going to have a premise ID. That kid's going to have to let them know on the government database what day he's leaving with that steer, when it's going to arrive at this next premise, when it leaves that premise and goes to the next county fair, when it leaves that premise and goes to the state fair.
Well,
look at what's involved in this thing.
That's right, Gary. Let me refer you to the technical supplement to the draft plan on page 13, where and this is the technical part of the reporting, the animal event codes. Event meaning what the animal is doing. It says it has 9 codes here: tag shipped, tag applied, moved in, moved out, lost tag, replaced tag, imported, exported, and I don't know what this last one means, number 9, sighting. Animal has a confirmed sighting at a location. No movement has occurred. But they still call that number 9. Now, I'm reading right from the actual document. They call that number 9, sighting, a reportable event. Reportable event, folks, means that, as Derry said, if you're taking your kid is taking your show animal to the fair, or you going horseback riding on a trail ride, or you're shipping an animal into the commercial stream, that is a reportable event. A birth, a death is a reportable event. You have an animal die there. That's a reportable event. You have a new calf or new animal born. That's a reportable event. You got a lost tag. I go out here, my animal's lost a tag. I got 24 hours to get that thing reported.
All right, now you're in the cattle business, Ray.
I am.
How often do you get your cows up and know whether they lost a tag or not?
Well, I get them. I've got a pretty big bunch, and I get them up at least a couple of times a year. But let me tell you,
you
got
to do it in 24 hours, fella.
No, I don't know which. I haven't even seen my cattle in 4 days. I don't know how many has lost that. This is a mind-boggling situation, Derry. I just can't, for the life of me, I can't envision how a federal agency thinks they're going to effectively, if this thing ever comes to fruition, how they ever think they're going to be able to effectively control this.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Visiting today with Ray Cuneo, and we're talking more about this animal identification plan that the Department of Agriculture has for us. And I'd suggest that anybody that has any concern about this thing whatsoever, and that this should even include consumers, people. You can, it's so easy to find the documents. National Animal Identification System. Jeff, tell our listeners how you got this so simply.
The strategic plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I simply clicked on the words on the front of that. What does it all say?
It says National Animal Identification System, parenthesis, NAIS, State Federal Industry Cooperative Effort, Draft Strategic Plan, 2005 to 2009. As simple as that. You don't need all that.
It's on my blog here. If you go to DerryBrownfield.com, click on Studio C, scroll down to April 11, and there's a link right there for it.
Okay, but it's easy to get. And like Ray says, there's things in there that's going to be impossible. absolutely impossible. Now, Ray said you haven't seen your cattle for 4 days. You've been out scatterificating around, and you do a lot of scatterificating. We're both here and gone. But, hey, 4 days is nothing. I mean, a lot of people don't see their cattle for months at a time.
Well, and that's right, Gary. And you know, how are you going to know? I mean, my cattle are, I've got a pretty large place, and they're off over the, in the back 160 or wherever. And I mean, you know, you lose a calf. You got a calf that's born you don't even know was born. You got an animal, unfortunately, sometime that dies. You don't know for a while.
Sometimes you never know till you come up missing.
That's right. You always have, this time of year, you always have to look for the buzzard circling. But, any rate, this is going to be a mind-boggling, incredibly complex system. It's going to create a massive federal and state and industry bureaucracy. And of course, I was looking for the section in the draft plan where the USDA says that it is not, and I'm paraphrasing here, they're not anticipating that it will add to the size of government, state or local. Well, that is laughable because, I mean, this thing is, again, if it were to ever come to pass, it's going to be so incredibly complex on everybody's part to meet this. The producers, the owners of these animals, whether they're livestock producers or whether they're pets or your recreational farmer. Then you've got all of the, in the case of livestock producers, you've got all of the commercial chain people involved. You know, you got the auction barns, you got, the shippers, you got background people, you got the packers, the feedlots. But so you've got all of these are reportable events as they move. Now, bear in mind, in this country, and I'm taking these numbers pretty much from memory, but I think I got them right. And this is quoting from USDA's 2002 cattle inventory. I think we had at that time about 95 million head of cattle in this country, of which about 1 million, there was 1 million owners, producers. And
about cattle. We're not talking about rabbits and chickens and things in the backyards of everybody.
This is strictly cattle. But the significant thing here, Derry, is that of that 1 million owners, producers, 81% of them have less than 100 head of cattle. And the total cattle that they owned out of the 95 million was 23 million. Well, if you take it down a notch and you look at the owners that had less than 50 head, they represented 66% of the producers, and they owned about 12 million head. The reason I bring this up is I truly believe that this is going to force a lot of people out of business.
Don't you think that's the plan?
I do. I mean, I can't figure out what else it would be. Nothing else makes any sense. And you got all this government, and you got the state governments, and you got all of these industry leaders that are promoting this. I can't see any other alternative. Either they're just blind to this whole thing, or they have some agenda. I don't know what it is. And I cannot believe that the industry leaders, meaning the livestock industry leaders and farm industry leaders, I cannot believe that they have not read all this stuff. They obviously have.
So, I don't think they have.
You know, they keep telling us, though, that it's for disease control. It is for enhanced marketing. It is for enhanced genetic tracing. So I don't know. I don't know what their motivation is, but I cannot believe that they can't recognize what this is going to do to the smaller producers. And I'm talking about now cow-calf producers primarily, because it's going to be a consolidation in the industry.
You use the information that you get from the Department of Agriculture. I'll tell you what I have been showing people is that Texas law. I said, now here's what they're going to do in Texas. You think because they're doing it in Texas, they're not going to do it in Missouri and Kansas and Oklahoma and Iowa and Pennsylvania and Los Angeles County? I mean, it's going to be all over the country. And in that Texas law, you know, even a parakeet in grandmother's apartment is going to have a tag and a premise number.
Well, you know, if you go to the technical, you know, we've been talking about livestock. We talk about cattle, you talk about, goats and sheep and stuff like that. But you go to the technical section, supplement of the draft plan, and you look on there, and I mean, it goes all the way down to, obviously, all the types of fowls, chickens, ducks, geese, quail. It even goes into the aquatic species. And I'm reading from a copy, page 13 of this.
And we're going to have to take a break, Ray. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When you settled your case and agreed to wait for payments on a strict schedule, it seemed like a good plan. You'd get future payments to meet future needs. Then your life changed. You need a place to live. You need to pay bills. You need to care for your family. Now. You agreed to wait years, but things have changed. You need your money now. That's where Novation can help. Instead of waiting years to collect insurance settlement money, call Novation at 800-462-1609. That's 800-462-1609.
Novation got me the cash I needed when I needed it.
Call us toll-free at 800-462-1609. That's 800-462-1609.
Novation delivers.
You don't have to wait years to collect your insurance settlement money. Call Novation and get more cash now.
Thanks, Novation Capital.
Novation Capital, an Encore Financial Services company. 800-462-1609. That's 800-462-1609.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877. 77, that's toll free, 847-3443, or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says there's always something to be thankful for. If you can't pay your bills, you can be thankful you're not one of your creditors. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back, and we're visiting today with Ray Cuneo. We're talking about this animal identification program. Ray, going into the commercial break, and by the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Now, going into the commercial break, you were talking about page 13 of this supplement, and it even talks about aquatic species.
It lists catfish, mussels, oysters, salmon, striped bass, shrimp, scallops, trout. Then it goes off of that and goes into it, talks about bison and deer and so on. It just goes on and on and on.
Do you think the Conservation Department and the Fish and Wildlife people will have to tag all of their bison and deer and elk and make sure that they can backtrack in a 48-hour period?
You bring that question up. How are we going to tag that? How are we going to have trace back into Mexico on the live cattle we're importing in? And you're right on all the wildlife. I mean, if in fact the emphasis is on disease control and they want 100%, and I emphasize 100% trace back in 48 hours, you're right. How are they going to judge the impact of disease spreading by wildlife?
Particularly when all we hear about this avian flu thing, avian flu, the bird flu, who's going to be more responsible for bird flu than the fish and wildlife people?
That's right, exactly. So I'm not saying the disease isn't real, but we dealt with it for decades in this country. I think we have adequate measures in place now to monitor and control that, without going to the onerous extent that this program would put in place over all of production agriculture as far as livestock, and then, of course, all the hobby farmers and just recreational people that have a pet and things of that nature. And, you know, Derry, I've had the opportunity, since I've really been on the bandwagon on this thing, just to talk to the average guy on the street, walk up to him and say, hey, you know where I was today? I was up at the Capitol. And he said, oh, what are you doing up there? And I said, well, you know, National Animal ID. And he said, what are you talking about? I don't know anything about it. So I give him a brief two-minute summary. And he looks at me and said, you know, that's crazy. He said, there's no way. I mean, this is the average guy on the street that he's not in livestock production or anything. He may just have a horse or he may have a goat or something. And so I guess my point there is, there's going to be a tremendous uproar when, in fact, this thing, if and when this does come to pass to the full extent that the government is trying to push this, because there are millions and millions of people out here that have not heard about this yet that are going to be impacted. And I'm talking about people that are not necessarily in the production stream of agriculture.
Well, just a saddle horse.
Well, the saddle horse.
Just look how many people have a riding horse.
And, you know, like you said, rabbits in the backyard. Now, what are they going to do? You know, how is government going to monitor that? How are they going to enforce it?
Well, you said if this thing does come about. Now, here I'm looking again on page 10 of this draft plan from the Department of Agriculture.
Right.
In the fall of 2007, I think this is still 2006, is it not?
Yeah.
Time goes so fast, I forget what year it is sometime, Ray.
Right.
But in the fall of 2007, the USDA will publish the final rule establishing mandatory, they've already said it's going to be mandatory, animal identification and premise registration. January 2008, requiring premises registration and animal identification as defined under the program standards will become effective. January 2009, the animal tracking component will become mandatory. Now, they act like they're going to do this whether we like it or not, but there is no federal law saying that they can.
Well, I don't know. Someplace in here, and I was looking for it, they claim that they have, they meaning USDA, is developing this by the authority of the U.S. Department of Agriculture director has the authority under, what, the Animal Health Protection Act or something?
Right, and that's the same thing they'll throw at you. They'll say, well, we've been using this all the time on brucellosis control. This is a way we can test every cow that goes through the sale barn. This is a way we can put those little metal clips in their ears. This is the way we brand every steer, and spay every heifer that comes into this country from Mexico, and they use that law, but it has never been tested in court, to my knowledge.
Well, I suspect it will be if this comes, if they move, keep going with this here.
It's got to be.
And Derry, let me set everybody that's listening out there, don't let anybody tell you, as Derry just said, don't let anybody tell you this is voluntary. It is mandatory, and I'm looking here in all this paperwork I have, but I can't find the exact quote, but basically, USDA is saying, look, it's voluntary, it's going to start as voluntary, but it will become mandatory, and the reason we're starting it as voluntary, we want producers and owners of these animals to be able to work and test the system. Now, I'm paraphrasing what it says in here, but that's the heart of what their relationship is there between the voluntary into the mandatory. But there's absolutely no question the time frame that's set now is January 08 for animal and premise registration mandatory and mandatory tracking and event reporting into the national tracking repository January 09.
And, you know, we have some sale barn operators that think this is all right. Now, I've not talked but to one. Most of them hate this thing like the devil hates holy water, all right?
They better.
Well, I was going to say, it's going to put sale barns out of business.
It'll put a lot of people out of business because, Darius, I said, think about the events. Think about the events, the nine events I described, and think about the hundreds of millions of individual animals that's going to be tagged, the millions of lots that are going to be tagged, and the millions of owners there are in the United States. And I mentioned nine events here, and multiply those events on a daily basis. This has got to be, if this thing is going to be an attempt at administrating this thing, it is going to require a massive amount of money, funding, and bureaucracy at the state, federal, and industry level. Now, back to why is industry backing this? I don't know what the agenda of what a lot of organizations are. I'm dumbfounded about why they're buying off on this mandatory. A lot of them are still promoting the idea of voluntary, which is just baloney.
That's a joke, man. Voluntary is a joke.
That is an absolute joke.
I can show you documents where when they started out with income tax, it was voluntary. Then in the 1930s, they said Social Security was voluntary. Then they told us in the 60s that seat belts were voluntary.
Yep. Now,
so come on. There's nothing voluntary about anything that a government organization ever does.
But you know one thing that clicked in my mind as we was talking about the motivation of why some folks are buying off on this? Money. Grant money. We know for a fact that a lot of the states are getting some big bucks in grant money to promote this.
Millions. Millions.
And the state of Missouri, I think, I believe 440,000 so far, another half a million coming forth in the next year. I believe there's 27 states that are going to be getting money right now. Now, I don't know who else is getting grant money. I don't have any documentation, but it makes me wonder who else could be getting grant money to promote this. So I don't know. I don't know what the motivation is.
Have you ever talked to, let's say, someone from the university that was opposed to it? I'm talking about, let's say, your livestock specialist at the university. They all are for it.
Well, Derry, listen, they got a job. Most of these people, you know, it kind of goes back to like the water issues. I knew a lot of people in NRCS on water issues, and they knew what they were saying was not right. But you know what? I had a guy tell me, he said, Ray, he said, I'm your age. You know what? I'm only a year from retirement. And they said, what you're saying is correct and what's happening is wrong. But I guess my point being is you don't find many people that have jobs that are being paid by the university or any of these other anybody that's promoting this that's going to stand up and say, hey, this is wrong. This is bad. Because I guess their livelihoods might be at stake. I don't know.
Could you have a job like that?
It would be hard for me to live with my conscience, I got to tell you.
No, I couldn't do it. I'd have to say, look, this is not right. This is not right. I just can't justify going out and telling people that this is something that they ought to do. You're going to have to find somebody else to do this.
Well, you know, Derry, I would love, and I'm really steamed about this thing. I am really motivated, and other people out there have got to get motivated because, as I started to say a while ago, this thing is a done deal, and as we told the rallies up there yesterday, the only way that we see that this thing is beatable is through a grassroots uprising.
Yeah, if we could get enough people to march like the Mexicans did, we could get it stopped. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Go to the telephones after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Rules.
And we have returned talking about this animal identification plan that the Department of Agriculture is forcing upon anybody that owns any kind of an animal, a bird, a fish, whatever it happens to be. As I've written a paper on this Ray, it'll come out in the Paragon Foundation magazine, but I say anything that squeaks, squawks, or crows is going to be, if it has feathers, fur, or whatever, it's going to have to be identified. And it doesn't make any difference how many you have. One animal puts you in the position to have a premise identification and keep track of that animal. Let's go to the telephones. Joe in Missouri. Hi, Joe, you're on the air.
Salutations, fellas. This Gestapo tactics of the USDA will never work. Do you think?
I, to answer your question, I said this before. This is such a monumental thing. I cannot see how you can get millions of people and hundreds of millions of animals and make it work. I mean, there's going to be so many violations and things. It's going to be mind-numbing. No, to answer your question, no, I don't. But I'll tell you what, in the process of them trying to do it, it's going to destroy a lot of the cattle industry, and it's going to hurt a lot of individual people that have pet owners and recreational farms.
It'll wipe them out, won't it?
Absolutely.
And anybody headed for Jefferson City or Washington, D.C., better get a good pair of elastrators and keep them from multiplying.
All right. Good idea. Let's move along to Doreen in Missouri. Hi, Doreen. You're on the air.
Hey there, Derry. Hey, Ray Cuneo. How you doing? This is Doreen Hines down in Mountain Grove area.
Before Derry's program was over, I wanted to compliment you on the excellent job you did. You're to be complimented on all of your research and the putting the rally together yesterday.
Well, thank you. We have to stand and fight this thing. I wanted to just cover a couple of important things that happened. We collected over 2,500 signatures between basically Springfield and the other side of West Plains, and those are all being sent to our senators and to Emerson and one other congressman that's on an ag committee, as well as to Governor Blunt. And that's the thing. We have to get the numbers. People have written, they signed a petition saying that they will not comply with this program. Now, you had a couple of questions like, why is industry backing it? You pretty well answered that one. It's because they're being funded to do so. Now, the Farm Bureau of Kansas has issued a software program to use on your farm to keep you up with this NAIS thing, so they'll make money on the software. The breed organizations are going to be part of the metadata system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why they're in line with it. And then how are they going to control it? Feed. That goes back to the Bioterrorism Act of 2002, which has already passed. And that's why MFA wants your name, address, and phone number in order to sell you a bag of grain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this can be implemented. In the process, they're going to turn millions of people into criminals.
Absolutely.
You know.
And all they have to do is make it a felony and they take your guns.
Exactly. And with the fact...
Hold on, Doreen. We're going to have to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder. Like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-221-7188. 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-221-7188.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
People, we're in the home stretch here. Doreen, you were making a comment, and I had to interrupt because of the commercial break.
Oh, well, that's okay. I think really what we need to do to make an impact on this is to have a bunch of demonstrations in, say, about 10 states across the country, because it's too hard for people to get to D.C., and it's not a nice place to go anyway. So, you know, that's how I think we can break this media silence on it. We're not getting any kind of television coverage, and it needs to happen because that's where most of the people get their news, unfortunately, you know. But the definitions of these things, when they have voluntary and mandatory, you have to go to what the definition of is. Like the National Ag Law Center covers all of that stuff, and every word that you look at that's italicized in a definition has another definition. So voluntary means compulsory.
It does when you're talking to the federal government. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. But we have some good things going on, and we just have to keep fighting. Now, Dan Clemens, who's the Senate head of the Ag Committee there in Jefferson City, he said he's going to have a committee put together to look at the constitutionality of this. And that's really where the battle has to be fought, and we have to force those in D.C. to look at the constitutionality of it, too. And how we do that is by getting numbers and being extremely vocal, you know. So we have to continue on that path, and that's really the only way I see that we can defeat it.
Yeah, and you're right, Doreen. It's going to take a grassroots effort. After the meeting, and I'm sure you had the same thing happen to you, I talked to Russell, he did. I had four or five people come up to me and said, if we get a hall, can somebody come and speak to it, and we do the advertising, can we get a hall and get somebody to come and address this?
Right.
And yes, and that's what it's going to take. And I don't care whether it's in the state of Missouri or where it's at. Anybody that's out there listening, get educated on these from these websites, number one. Find somebody that can talk to it and have a public meeting. It doesn't take a big deal. Go rent a hall someplace, spend a few bucks, and get the average people out there about, informed on this. And I always love setting up a debate. Now, I would love, and I challenge anybody out there that's a proponent of this, to call me, and I would love to come and debate them on this issue. The proponents I'm talking about.
Me too.
Wouldn't you? I would. I'd love to. Somebody that really has their heart in it says, I know what this is about. Let's just have a debate in public.
Ray, we already have the disease control covered through Homeland Security Directive ESF 25.
Right.
The disease outbreak, they've got that covered under that. So this really won't do anything. I mean, I'm not a fan of Homeland Security in any way, but, you know, it's already enacted.
Well, you know, we talk about this massive, massive bureaucracy and this massive program that's going to create. Everybody out there, look at how government handles disasters anyway. I mean, I can't believe that they could handle something like this. This is going to be one of the biggest boondoggles that you've ever seen.
Especially, I think, when people realize that, hey, I didn't know I was going to be involved in this thing.
Well, Derry, along that line, if there are any elected officials at the state or federal listening, you better get in tune. You better have your staffers read this stuff, because if they haven't, I can guarantee you, you're going to have people calling you wanting to know what's going on, and you better be up on it.
And it doesn't do a bit of good to write a letter. When you write a letter, they're going to answer it, and it's going to have the same USDA garbage in it that we've been hearing now for the last couple of years.
All the propaganda, because the USDA can't do anything wrong.
But that's the way the thing works. We have several callers. We're not going to be able to get to them. We have just a matter of seconds left. Doreen, again, we appreciate all that you have done. There are people in other states like Doreen that can put this thing together and create some excitement about it. It takes excitement is what it takes.
You bet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody can get on it and do it themselves.
Grassroots effort, folks. That's what it's going to take if you're going to stop it.
All right.
And the clock is going to stop us as of now. So may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.